All right, Joe Biggs just had his complete conviction thrown out. Also wanted to get his take on Trump's $1.776 billion slush fund to compensate victims of January 6th. The Democrats have all these programs. They almost $1 billion given to Black Lives Matter when they rioted and attacked everybody. The Democrats gave them that money. So they're calling this evil and an evil slush fund and all that rest of it. I just call balls and strikes. I don't see that as a corrupt bad thing. And I do see, you know, Middle Eastern countries giving billions of dollars to his son's Bitcoin companies, and then that money goes to them. I mean, I do see issues there, but we'll be talking about that with Joe Biggs coming up at 6 after. And we'll talk to him about 45 minutes, and then I'm going to get to some of the other news we haven't hit. Ebola outbreak in Congo poses very high risk, and magically they've already got the Ebola vaccine just ready a week ago. Same thing with the ticks. And the Lyme's disease vaccine. And then also this former deputy head of CENTCOM, people says wearing a skin mask. And the various people saying he's wearing a skin mask say, I'm wearing a skin mask and I'm a clone. Well, if I'm a clone, I don't know I'm a clone. So that'll be kind of entertaining. And that's coming up. But I wanted to get Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, Army veteran, and good friend of mine, and obviously J6, former political prisoner's take, just in general on Trump. So I had Enrique Tarrio, the former head of the Proud Boys, on, you know, Joe Biggs has also been one of the deputy heads of it, founded by Gab McGinnis, and no evidence in their show trial that they actually plotted something. They didn't do anything wrong. And then they had huge 20-plus year prison sentences, and Trump commuted that, but now it looks like they're finally getting rid of it. So that's a good thing. I bet it's hard for Biggs to bash on Trump when Trump's been his life preserver and Trump's done so many good things. That's where I'm paradoxically confused, is that I want to support Trump with the good things he's doing. Like Trump officials tried to ban half the U.S. voting machines, citing conspiracy theories, says MSM and AP. That's not a conspiracy theory. You can hack into them all. They're constantly getting caught stealing elections with these things. So it is a paradox where we have to criticize Trump where he's starting to go wrong, so he course corrects, but we also have to remember the Democrats are the big issue. I don't agree with Nick Fuentes. Let's just vote Democrat. That'll punish the Republicans. What, is Cory Booker going to save us? But at the end of the day, nobody's going to save you. You're going to have to save yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. That means by God working through you to take action and be as self-sufficient as possible, because we are in a time of massive upheaval with AI and all the rest of it. And so at the end of the day, you just have to get in the mode of learning how the universe works, being engaged, being involved. So many people I know think knowing something's weird. It's like weird if you know about the three branches of government, or weird if you know how to clean a gun, or weird if you know how to skin a buck, or weird if you know how to change oil, or weird if you know how to read poetry. They see it as like weird. You're just supposed to go through life like a robot, an NPC, and reactively respond to all the flashing lights and stimuli the system puts out. Well, that you're not conscious if you're like that. You're lower than an animal if you're like that. You've got to get involved in the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about, because you think of it as work to be informed and involved. No, it's fulfilling. It is enduring. It is empowering. It's what you were designed to do. And the more knowledge I get and the more street smarts I get, the better and the better and the better and the better and the better it gets. It is so exciting. But people that are all just in entertainment, being lazy and, you know, don't really stand for anything, they're the most miserable people in the world. And they're all, at the same time, the most adverse to any type of information, any type of warnings. And I got to say, it's mainly the left. But I've seen the last few years under Trump, some of these white pillars that just say it's all trillion D chess. Trump is above God. Everything is a master plan. Just back him and it'll all be okay. Those are the newbies we woke up that kind of came and joined the team. We can't let the tail wag the dog. We'll talk about it all and more with Joe Biggs in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/ Alex Jones Show Live.
Fire! Blow it to hell!
For the last 30 years, one man has stood against the psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones, this one man terminating wrecking ball of truth, as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide, because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity, AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we like to go directly to the source. I talked last night to Joe Biggs' lawyer on this, and he said, no, it's basically been tossed out. I was talking to Norm Pattis, but if you read the corporate news, DOJ moves to dismiss January 6th convictions against former Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, including seditious conspiracy charges. And so Joe Biggs joins us on that. Justice Department urges court to toss out convictions of Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, January 6th. So something good that Trump's doing. Volusia County Proud Boys leader Joe Biggs' prison sentence commuted. That is official right there. DOJ moves to vacate January 6th conviction for Proud Boys. And then we've also got Trump creating this 1.76 million or whatever it is, slush fund that they're calling corrupt and evil and all the rest of it. We'll put that article on screen, please, or I'll send it to you. So here we are. And again, I just call balls and strikes. A lot of stuff Trump's doing is still great. So people get confused where I'm promoting what's good, I'm bashing what's bad, like this Iran war that would obviously derail the economy and the rest of it. So, Joe, give us the actual facts on what's happening with you and your sentence getting overturned and Trump's $1.776 billion slush fund they're calling funding the terrorist and, you know, giving money to evil people. I know Ed Martin, he was the one that had this idea for all the stuff you guys went through. All the time the left goes and does reparations for people that were falsely imprisoned and stuff on their side. So they set the precedent for this, Joe Biggs.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. It's good to be here. Great to see you. Looking good, man. You know, this is a three-pronged process here, you know. So the first step was for the DOJ to, you know, initially say, hey, we're going to dismiss these charges, vacate the convictions, and it'll make it to where nothing like this happened. From that, it went to the appellate courts. And yesterday we got an answer from the appellate courts from judges Walker, Childs, and Garcia in D.C., where they said, all right, there is... basically, what is it called right here? It's called, the case is now returned to the district judge. Timothy Kelly or others handling these dockets, the DOJ is expected to promptly file a motion to dismiss the indictments under federal rule of criminal procedure 48 alpha. The government may dismiss an indictment with leave of court. In practice, courts grant such motions in this type of situation when tied to pardons or a change in administration policy, and denial would be extremely rare. So what they've done is they found under the circumstances order that the appellate courts find it that it's okay for the DOJ to move ahead with dismissing all these charges. Now it goes back to Judge Kelly, the man who oversaw our trial and sentenced us to way too many years. I mean, we should have never been sentenced at all. We should have been given time served and let it, you know, be able to walk out of the courthouse that day. But we all know how corrupt that is. Now it goes back to Judge Kelly, but he does not have the ability to deny it. Everybody's saying, well, we still have to go through Judge Kelly. I've had Alan Fuhrer from the New York Times, all these different people calling me. And the fact is, no, the district judge cannot deny this order from the DC Circuit Court of Appeals. The order, which was issued yesterday in case number 23-3092 in consolidated cases involving Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, does two main things. It vacates the judgment, the convictions of the district court. It remands the cases back to the district court specifically for consideration of the government's forthcoming motion to dismiss the indictment. And this is a binding directive from a higher court. District judges must follow mandates and orders from the Court of Appeals. They have no authority to deny, reject, or refuse to implement them. So
Judge and 99% of the people that got convicted or put in prison were waved in through velvet ropes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they even showed my co-defendant, Dominic Pozzola, the man who initially broke the window into the Capitol, which was not true. It was a Indian fellow with a red shirt and also a red MAGA hat on. He had a 2x4, shoved it through the window. There was broken glass everywhere, and Dominic just cleared that out so people wouldn't get cut on it as they were going by and things like that. So they used that as a way to kind of loop us into this conspiracy that, you know, our entire plans for that day were to go in and stop the certification of the election. And at no time did any of us ever mention anything like that. It was never on the tip of our tongue or the forefront.
We all know you're
mind.
Innocent. We know it was a setup by the FBI and Antifa. We all caught them. They would stage their arrest, take their handcuffs off, high-five them. But bigger than you, and I want to get more into your case, is the fact that Ed Martin set this up. This was a kind of a leftover from what he did. Thank God for him and others, but at least Trump did something good here, because Trump rarely goes and protects his supporters. Tina Peterson, you know, is getting out soon, so maybe Trump gets back on track. I mean, obviously you got to be a big fan of what Trump just did.
Well, of course, you know, this finally allows the world to see that, you know, we were, you know, truthfully just screwed over. I mean, the government weaponized the DOJ. They came after us for no reason. And this was all to cover up the stolen election. They needed fall guys. They needed someone. It's hard to get a president in jail, but it's easier to get what they believe to be the most dangerous people off
and
the playing
field. And they tried to get you guys, some of you guys, like Enrique, to say that Trump ordered them there and they would let you out, which, of course, you didn't even talk to them. So at the end of the day, I think Trump basically did this because he knows it exonerates him, which he is exonerated. I was there. So were you. But it doesn't matter. One way or another, he's done the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and there are things that I do criticize him about. I mean, that's the entire reason we had 1776. We wanted the ability to have leadership that we could criticize without worrying about being thrown in jail for that. You know, so I have every right to praise some of the things that Trump does, but also criticize it and not agree with it and show that I'm upset by it, to what I see happening with the Iran war and things like that. So, you know, that's what being an American is the ability to sit here and speak our minds. And that's why the First Amendment is so important. And the Second Amendment comes right there behind it.
I want to get back into Oath Keepers and back into what's happening and all this, but you're a highly decorated veteran of Afghanistan, Iraq. When you watch this Iran thing 84 days in, Pentagon told Trump that mullahs weren't going to fall. They closed the strait. Israel convinced him. It's killing the economy. Now he's talking about another war, ground troops into the Strait of Hormuz. Just as a former military guy, what's your view on this?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. You know, I believe that when you run and you make these promises that there's not going to be any more intervention, no more new wars, things like that, that's something that you should keep your word to. And the fact that they're already talking about sending troops to Poland to get them closer. We've got these ships moving all over the playing field out there in the battle space, coming up on Cuba. Now we've got all this stuff that's happening in the Strait of Hormuz. I'm not a fan of it. It doesn't look good, and it's not a promises made, promises kept thing. Now, with that being said, yes, I'm very thankful for the fact that he's done what he's done for me and my brethren. But this was a pretty big thing that he ran on, and I believe that's something that he should think about. He's got too many snakes in the grass, too many people around him right now that are giving him bad advice, and he's listening to them. The first time around, President Trump was firing people left and right. We haven't really seen a lot of that going on. Trump's just letting these guys kind of do what they want to do. I think that they tell them that they're going to do what he asked them to do, and then Trump goes on air and just says that it's happening without actually going back and checking to make sure these guys are following through with the orders that he gave them to do. These people are running wild. They're doing whatever they want, and it's making them look bad, and it's hurting the country. I mean, the fact that Trump goes out and makes statements like gas is fine, that food prices are fine. No, they're not. They're through the roof. It's insane. You know, just
well, he said he doesn't think about Americans' financial problems.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's sitting in the White House right now, and he's also a billionaire. That's not something that he's ever had to worry about before. So, you know, he's got to ground himself again and bring himself back down here to earth where the rest of us are, the people who put him there, and understand that we are hurting and that it does cost an arm and a leg just to go to the grocery store. I can't remember the last time that, you know, my girlfriend and I, Angela, have gone to the grocery store and haven't had to pay $400 for groceries for two people. You know, it's insane the amount of money it costs to feed yourself here. And gas is through the roof. I drive a motorcycle, and it costs me about $20 to fill up my motorcycle, which is unthinkable. I've never had to do that before, maybe $10 at the most.
Now, my truck's $130.
Yeah, my Chevy Silverado is $75, almost $80, depending on where I go. And it's just a two-door, you know? So it's insane out there, and I think he needs to get grounded again. He needs to fire some of these people that he has to know were bad around him and start to, surround himself with good-minded people with the America-only agenda. You know, America First sounded great, but America First turned into more wars and things like that. We need to go to America Only. We need to worry about our problems here.
Here's MTG at first. So I'll say that. But I mean, if we look at what he's not just throwing his old supporters under the bus, he's allied with the Never Trumpers like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, who literally say if America's too expensive for young people, just move out of it. Well, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood, if you actually study the world. It's total Marie Antoinette let-them-eat-cake behavior. And, yeah, we know the Democrats are even worse. The point is that this idea that we get from kind of the white pillars, they're the minority of Trump supporters, but they're a big group, that we're traitors when we try to get Trump back on track, that's just insane.
Yeah, you know, the media will be listening to this right now. They all know I'm going to be on here. They're going to try to find any sympathy they can to put out there for Trump to see, look, this guy's not even grateful. I am grateful for what he's done for me and my family thus far. I'm glad that he kept his promise on this. It took a while, but hey, good things come to those who wait. You know, this time has taught me a lot about patience. It's helped me find God. It's helped me become a better human being and father. And, you know, after the fire that I've been put into and forged in, there's a new Joe Biggs, you know, and I feel a lot stronger and tougher and I'm ready to fight back. But we still have to be honest, though. There are things out there right now that I'm just not, you know.
Well, let's be clear. We love the Trump. They got a lot of good stuff done. We would be bad people if we didn't get Trump to course correct on things that will lose the midterms.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's our job as American citizens, because right now I don't think he has hardly anybody around him who's telling him the truth. People tell Trump what they think he wants to hear, and that's the bad thing. He needs more people around him that are just going to be honest. There's a story I heard of John Rich at a dinner table with Trump and all that, and everybody's just kissing Trump's butt. And John Rich goes, no, it's not great. This isn't good. The COVID vaccine sucks. It's killing people. And Trump is like, you know, in awe and shock.
Yeah, that's the country music singer. He told the story.
They're sitting at dinner and Trump's going on like, hey, how's this? And then it turns to the COVID vaccine and everybody at the table and his administration is like, oh, it's great. It's great. Oh, everything's great. Everyone loves it. And John Rich just kind of sits there, you know, just flabbergasted by the entire scenario and goes, Mr. Trump, you know, if you don't mind, I'd like to say something. I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass like everyone else in here, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I know people have died from this vaccine. It's not doing good. People don't like it. They're having a lot of health issues. You know, young men and women are dying at, very early ages that have never happened before, and something needs to be done about it. And Trump acts like he's never even heard that before. So he needs more people like that around him who are willing to just be blatantly honest and go, look, I like where your head's at, and I'm glad that you want things to be good, but right now this particular thing is not good. It's going wrong. We need to fix it and change our course on this matter, and let's help the American people. Let's not continue to harm them. So, you know, we need more of that around him. He needs stronger people who are going to be honest and be willing to stand up.
How is that hard to understand? Because the Laura Loomers and the Mark Levins and even CNN does this. Oh, these people hate Trump now, and they're traitors, and they're idiots, and they're Qatari agents. Meanwhile, Qatar gives him like a $300 million airplane or whatever, $400 million airplane. And I'm just sitting there going, this is insane. I mean, it's. But where do you think, what's AIPAC going to do now that they obviously stole the seat from Massey, just with the money alone, a lot of evidence of hanky-panky, 10,000 plus votes the last hour come in, all for his opponent, so 200 to 1, or 1 to 199 equation, the math's been done, we've already published it, and mathematicians checked it, it's accurate, that to have 300%+ turnout, bigger than any other primary in Kentucky history, is a 1 out of 200 chance. I mean, but now AIPAC knows it's backfired. They're like, oh, we weren't involved. We don't lobby. We don't have any power. After they publish articles bragging that they run our country. That's got to be, I mean, wasn't Israel thinking when they took credit? Like they said the Russians were running stuff with almost no pull. That was made up. But with Israel, it's real.
Well, think about it. You know, I'm 41, 42 years old now. You know, it's the generation over me, my parents and things like that, that were, you know, grown up their entire life believing in Judeo-Christianity, that Israel's our greatest ally and things like that. When in fact that, you know, AIPAC is here in our country and they are buying politicians and having them do Israeli first things instead of American first things. And I think that when this boomer generation dies out, of, you know, and newer blood comes in, that's what you're going to see right now. AIPAC is panicking and they're going to do whatever they can to get some younger blood in there. You'll see that happening up into the midterms. They're going to throw their money behind everything, because when this older generation is too old to be in there and they're retiring and backing out, my generation and younger, we're done with it. We don't want AIPAC. We want them to be registered as a foreign agent. We want them to be out of here. We don't want any more politicians that have dual citizenship and or take money from other country lobbyists or anything like that. So they're going to have a hell of a time to maintain that tentacle grasp they have around America in the future. So right now they're panicking. They're grasping at straws to do what they can just to hold on a little bit longer. But we're not going to have it. And that's not, we've seen that, you know, the curtain's been moved. We can see behind the veil. We know what the Wizard of Oz looks like now, and it's not a good person. And we don't like this voice in there whispering in all of our politicians' ears, telling them what to do and say and how to do it. We've got too many politicians that have a deeper loyalty to another country than their own, but yet they sit here and campaign on America first. To me, it's atrocious.
I want to be clear, though. I mean, you've got the communist Chinese, the EU, big tech, the globalists. It's important to know about Israel. My concern is most people have woken up to globalism. They think it's only Israel. There's all these other factions and all these other issues and kill switches and all the cars and the mad scientists and the UN winning a world treaty to run our lives and Bill Gates. To me, it's the mad scientist group at the very top of it.
Yeah. I mean, China's definitely got a hand in a lot of this stuff. I mean, they love to sow discord. I mean, they're behind a lot of these protests that happen as well. Then you got the George Soros. Why is the George Soros still allowed to operate here, but all these countries around the world?
And he's funding the Muslims. So, but that's my point is, whenever I point out there's not just Israel, the Israel haters get mad and say, I'm coming for Israel. It doesn't cover up for Israel to point out there's other stuff to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. They're not the only boogeyman, but they are inside the house, you know.
They, I was about to say, they've definitely put their dick on the table. I mean,
yeah, exactly. They've thrown it out there and flopped it down, and they don't care who's watching and who's looking. You know, they've become very brazen. It used to be kind of hidden, and you know, you didn't know about it. It was only kind of whispered about, you know, in dark places. But now it's wide open, and everybody.
So why do you think Israel literally dumped their junk on the table? I mean, it's the dumbest move ever. I guess they didn't have any other choice.
I mean, I think they just see the writing on the wall. You know, that lie that's been spread for so many years is dying off. It's wearing off. And people my age and younger are sick and tired of it. And that grasp they have on American politics is going to come to an end, and they're not going to have anywhere to go. And they are doing whatever they can to hold on for a little bit longer. And it is what it is, but we've seen it and we're sick and tired of it. Like you said, too, I mean, we've got Chinese run police stations in New York popping up. We've got all these different
Sharia
politicians
law,
in California.
Sharia law courts popping up. I had a Muslim get in my wife's face a few months ago at this grocery store at night. Why are you out at night? I mean, and it's not like, it's just like, America just needs to be territorial and say, we're America. We don't care if you're Muslim, Israeli.
Yeah, you know, I want to get back to worrying about our veterans. I want to get back to making sure that, you know, families can buy homes. These homes right now are through the roof. It's expensive as hell. And it's just not affordable right now, you know, and we need to get back to worrying about that. We need to get back to infrastructure. Why is it that half the roads in our country are shit? They suck. But if you go somewhere else like China or something like that, they have beautiful roads all over the place. Abu Dhabi, great infrastructure, amazing architecture. But here in America, it doesn't look good.
Well, we spent, $5 trillion in these wars now. That would make every city look like Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. I'm lost by it. I don't get it. But look, praise be to God, though, that Trump did do this, though, and help get this through. Ed Martin, Harmeet Dillon, all these under individuals out there have been working in the shadows that knew that we were tortured for no reason, kept from our families. You know, it's funny though too. The left right now they're flipping out over this whole thing.
Because they say you're a terrorist, even though I was there and had dinner with you guys. We're all the day before. What do we do if Antifa attacks? Well, let's not start it. Let's just defend ourselves. I'm in the meetings with you and Stuart Rhodes, and Enrique's not even there, and he's convicted of a conspiracy. We just went there and got set up. Meanwhile, we're this evil masterminds.
Yeah, you know, here it is. You have Antifa. They are anti-government. They're anarchists. You know, they call themselves Anarchy Princess and this and that or whatever. But here they are defending the Biden administration, the government, they hate cops, but they love the Capitol Police officer Fanon on his little crying tour. You know, thank God that his body footage has come out, the body cam footage,
all lies,
showing that he is all, he was fine the end of the day, going, oh, I'm great, everything's fine, nothing here. Then also seeing the footage of the Capitol Police that day going, hey, the crowd's peaceful right now. They're just waving flags. What kind of munitions do we have that we could shoot into the crowd to really get them upset and start fighting so we can, you know, get this plan in action? You know, you can't deny it anymore. We were set up. It is what it is. But the fact that the left is still holding on to this lie and they're, this is the hill they're willing to die on, I just find it funny because they're the same people who say, I hate cops, roasting pigs in a blanket, but they're sitting here, you know, pardon my French, but sucking off these Capitol Police officers, you know, like they're at a, I don't even want to say that. It's just bad.
It's like a $10 whore on the side of the road.
Yeah. Quayshawn, Water Melandria.
It's like a lot lizard at a truck stop, I tell you. No, but I mean, they always like invoke January 6th. Like, even at the time, like 2% of Americans thought it was important. They always like, look at worse than Pearl Harbor. And it's like, what, you killed four or five citizens? None of them died.
I mean, they use the saying that I said, this will be a day that lives in infamy, you know, what I'm obviously quoting. Pearl Harbor, you know, that was said, and that was also a setup as well. We knew that was going to happen and allowed it to happen. And J6 was the exact same thing. I thought that the quote be fitting. But, you know, this whole weaponization thing too, this fun, it has nothing to do with just the Proud Boys. Now, that's what the media is trying to spin, is that this is a fun for the J6ers in a sense. But no, it's for anybody, the church people that were, you know, the Catholic church people that were, you know, sought after by the FBI. Anybody like that, anyone who stood up against abortion, things like that, anybody who's ever
I'm not going to try to get the money myself, but the point is, it's been declassified. The DOJ and CIA ran the lawsuits against me, and Ed Martin was investigating the weaponization and got killed by the new attorney general.
Well, I mean, if you can, you should. Why not? I mean, help it to fund what you got going on. It's a great show, and it needs to continue. People need to hear what you got to say. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think there's more to it. People need to be patient. Don't get their panties in the water. Get too excited. Look, we have our own lawsuits against the DOJ, things like that. We have our own lawsuits out there. I'm not really too worried about this weaponization thing. I think people are making too much of a stink out of it. We don't really know too much about what it is yet. It's still early in the process. They're slowly letting out kind of the
parameters. I remember Ed Martin told me like 8 months ago in D.C. He said, we're trying to get a fund for restitution to people that were falsely in prison. Like they said, like if an old lady walked through the velvet rope, spent a year in prison, we're going to give her restitution. That's normal.
Yeah, and they should. I mean, because
by the way, the feds have had plenty of funds like this before for people that have their civil rights violated.
I mean, look at what happened with all these, you know, the Capitol Police officers put on a pedestal, get here, go into all of our trials, crying, going, oh my God, these guys are so evil, and pointing us out. Like, I've never met you before, seen you my entire life, but they're bringing these people in. They're horrible actors, but the left loves horrible acting. Look at what happened to Hollywood.
I remember the Sandy Hook trial. They go, he peed on graves. And then they go, who did? Well, I never saw it. Who told you? I don't know. Just made up.
Yeah.
But still, the jury goes, you peed on kids' graves. I'm just like, nobody did. I'm just like, it's completely made up.
They make up whatever they want. It is what it is. Guess what? We're stronger than them. We're braver than them. We're going to keep fighting. Screw them. In the end, we win.
I agree. I got a bunch of other issues to cover with you on the other side. Stay with us. We're going to get to 100.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal at alexjoneslive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity. And our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexshowstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth. So we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product. It works great with Methylene Blue. The by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture. It's concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene Red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got Joe Biggs here with us, good friend of mine, Infowars reporter in the past, former political prisoner, Proud Boy. I want to finish up with all the action by Trump, positive things you were covering, and then I want to get into some other issues with you. I'm not trying to bash Candace Owens. Overall, she does good work, but she's got, Harvey Weinstein on, doing repair jobs for him now. Hunter Biden, oh my God, Israel runs America, kills our presidents. It was after my dad, and you look at his cabinet, I see you guys' images of this. It was like the most Jewish cabinet ever, an Israeli first cabinet ever. We're back to that. Just wild to see. That just shows how awake people are, but only on the Israel issue, not all these other ones, that even Hunter Biden's like, basically saying, the Jews did it, which to a great extent this Jewish lobby is, but his dad's at the center of that. It's just crazy. That's coming up. But finishing up on Trump and your sentencing getting thrown out, And all these other actions. When you first got commuted and got out last year, you were rightfully still pissed that the whole thing didn't happen. We now know that's because the DOJ didn't recommend it, didn't get the story out. But to Trump's credit, when he got the whole story, he did the right thing, which is why I say we get on Trump's ass on all of this to get him back on track. I mean, take the war. The Pentagon said they're not going to, missiles aren't going to fall probably for a year, 92% chance that they close the Strait of Hormuz. And Trump's like, well, he even told Tucker like 2 months ago, last time he talked to me, he goes, it always works out for me. They'll fall. I mean, that just sounds like degenerate gambler stuff to me. But I know a lot of military guys, I know you were in a lot of combat and enlisted, but really smart. But I talked to a lot of the senior people years ago. And they're like, oh, no, Iran's a whole different kettle of fish than Afghanistan and Iraq. And those were big enough problems. Let's speak to that briefly, just from a military background, what you think is going to happen, where it's going, how do we extricate ourselves from this nightmare now?
Well, I mean, if it continues going down the path it's going down now, I mean, there will be, I'm pretty sure, troops on the ground. We're going to have boots on the ground. There are going to be operations that continue to go on. I feel like that's what they want. That's what Netanyahu wants. And what Netanyahu wants, for some reason, he gets. You know, it's the only person I've seen President Trump pull a chair out for and also push back in when he sits down and comes to the White House. I find that very odd. But, you know, if that happens, he's going to lose a lot of support. You know, AIPAC is going to be happy. The Israel First people out there are going to be happy. But your red-blooded, hardcore Americans aren't going to be so happy with that. You know, like I said, one of the things that brought me to Trump was the fact that he was, you know, anti-interventionist, that he didn't want to start any more new stuff. He wasn't going to intervene in all these other squabbles and things like that. And that's something that I really like, you know, I liked about what he had, you know, and I find it disappointing that he's being led astray by some of these other people. He can correct course. He can, you know, undo some of this stuff, but if you continue down this path, those midterms are not going to be looking too good. You know, and what you see, this is, it's like a pig's trough is X now. I mean, it's just slop every day. Everyone's just, you know, patting them on the back about everything, even if it's not good. That's what I'm saying. It's our job as Americans. Trump listens to the media. Trump listens to what we, the people, have to say.
You're right.
The
glazing is insane. And I see your post too. We're traitors. We're Qatari agents. We're Iranian idiots because we know what we're talking about. I know you're geopolitically very informed. What are your former military colleagues and current ones saying? I mean, I know the ones I talk to all agree with what we're saying, because they don't just listen to us. They know the truth. I mean, are what are your military colleagues saying about the situation?
Yeah, none of them are supporting it. They all think it's a horribly bad idea. You know, I talked to a lot of guys that still work with SOCOM, which is Special Operations Command. You know, I haven't seen one person go, "Hey, Joe, just calm down, pump the brakes. It's not as bad as you think it is. It's going to be okay." Most of them are kind of just, their minds blown by this. You know, they thought that they were finally going to, you know, get someone at the helm that was going to, in fact, keep us out of this kind of crap.
And Eric Prince is not some dove. He came out day one and said, "This is insane."
Yeah, exactly. He did. And, you know, now Trump was supposed to be going to see his son, Don Jr., get married at Bedminster, New Jersey. The Air Force One just stopped abruptly, turned around, and now they're heading back to the White House saying that there's some important stuff getting ready to kick off. So, you know, this is all happening right now really fast, and I don't like it. I don't think it has a good outcome.
I hadn't seen that yet. Give me the report, guys. Pull it up. Air Force One just turned around.
Yeah, Nick Sortor put it up. If you go to his X account, that guy's been doing some good stuff.
He's amazing.
But, yeah, he just posted that. But yeah, you know, things are happening really fast, really rapidly, and we need to get our mind back on the what needs to be the number one focus.
No, by the way,
now,
Joe,
America.
I would love to be wrong. I said 85 days ago when it started, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the mules fall. I'm not a fan, but the Pentagon was right. I was right. And like now the horror gets worse and worse by the minute. And then, like you said, the white pillars just chirp louder and louder that we're traitors. Oh, is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs a traitor? Is Eric Prince a traitor? No, we're right. Now, look at this. Donald J. Trump.
"While I very much wanted to be with my son, Don Jr., and the newest member of the Trump family, his soon-to-be wife, Benita, circumstances pertaining to government and my love for the United States of America do not allow me to do so. I feel it's important for me to remain in Washington, D.C., at the White House during this important period of time. Congratulations to Don Jr. and Benita, Donald John Trump." What does that sound like?
You sounded like Dr. Moreau, Marlon Brando, right there. I kept seeing the what do you call it? It even sounds like Val Kilmer at the end of the movie when he does the impersonation of Marlon Brando, and he's sitting there on the chair like that. He's got makeup all over his face, and he got these chimeras dancing all around and making out like it's some, you know, Hunter Biden orgy. That's all I can see. I couldn't even see Air Force One anymore. I just saw those little troglodytes running around the entire time.
Sorry.
Trying to hump each other in the jungle. Yeah, you know, look, this is the thing, though. Like I said, back to what I was saying, Trump does listen to what we have to say. And if you start seeing that his constituents, his people, his voters, his base are being honest and going, "I don't like what's happening right here," guess what? He's going to listen to that and kind of change course, correct course. Now,
absolutely. That's why the neocons want to call us traitors and make us shut up, because they don't want us to have a seat at the table.
Yeah, you know, people on X need to stop. You know, it's a pig trough. They're just slopping up anything that they're told, and it's no different than what the left does when Biden or someone else or Obama's in charge. It's sickening. It's disgusting. They have no original thoughts, and they're just doing whatever the propagandists tell them on Fox or whoever, and they just cough it back up, and they love it, and they eat it, and they ask for more.
You get boosted if you do that, and it's very, very sad.
You know what? I don't care what my follower count is on any social media. I don't even get on social media hardly anymore. You know what I care about? If I can buy groceries, if I can put gas in my vehicle. I like hanging out with my friends around here and talking about stuff like that. But, you know, too many people right now, they're too obsessed with living on X all day, and they think that's what their life is and the potential they have for life in the future. That's ridiculous. Get outside, go do something, and actually get in the real world. People are sick and tired of what's happening, and they need to get on X and express that, because Trump does look to that. Trump does look to True Social and all these other platforms. People need to be honest and go, look, we are upset with the price of food, with the price of gas. We don't want another new war. You said that you weren't going to do that. I think if people could, you know, pull peanuts. Their heads out of their ass and stop kissing his ass.
I mean, my imitation is not as good as other people's, but I'll try it better. Like, it's beautiful. War's worth it. Increased gas prices, peanuts. I mean, these statements are insane.
We're here today.
I don't even think about the American. I don't even think about the American people's finances. Don't even care. I don't care about Medicare, Medicaid. Like,
it's like literally stabbing Republicans in the heart for the midterm. I'm like, stop.
It's like, why is everybody showing up to all my meetings late and sweaty and hot, to the back of some Indian dude's bicycle, and I always smell like curry and regret.
Speaking of Hunter, again, I don't want to get on Candace Owens bashing thing, but I got to play these clips. By the way, it came out that the contractor said, no, they said cover up and dig up all the semen as fast as possible. Total cover up there, obviously, with the killing of Kirk. I was mad at her because she had this known con artist up there putting out these ridiculous stories that could be disproven. I thought to discredit what was really happening when I first exposed the cabinet meeting 6 days after Kirk was killed. Cash Patel killed Tulsi Gabbard, who just resigned today, and Joe Kent investigating any foreign involvement. But now she's got Hunter Biden on, and let's play a clip A and 6. A came later, but it's 6 after that. We usually do numbers, but when something comes after, it's called ABC, so it's the next clip after that. And this is him saying, oh, it was the Israelis after my dad. They were undermining my dad. They were doing all this, and they kill any president doesn't do what they say, which I think is a certain extent since Kennedy's true. But his dad's cabinet was the most Israeli ever, and the people have graphs and show all this, so... The fact is, just because Trump's doing stuff bad doesn't mean now we do a victory tour with Hunter Biden. Here it is.
I'll give you this. I want you a little the conspiracy. Go look up Gal Luft and Alexander Smirnov. They're the two principal individuals that made the only claim that people hung their hat in Congress and elsewhere as it relates to my dad and corruption, bribery and stuff like that. One of them is a fugitive from justice wanted by Interpol in the United States government, Gal Luft, who is a former IDF officer who is believed to be living in Israel as a fugitive, which the Israelis will not help us locate. And the other one is Alexander Smirnov, who is a known Israeli intelligence agent. Those are the two people who was in a prison in the United States, so serving 6 years, and they can't find him. Bureau of Prison can't find him in his prison, in the prison. He is on furlough, but no one knows where he's been furloughed to. The only passport that he has is an Israeli passport. There are forces that you feel unsafe in the United States of America because you disagree with the current administration on a issue that 70% of Americans agree with you on.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop the wholesale murder of a population in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, whatever you think about my father's policy as it relates, I always say to people, you know one thing he didn't do? He didn't green light to turn Gaza into a Trump golf course, you know, with the maitre d' being Jared Kushner with $4 billion in Saudi money.
It's despicable.
Despicable.
Yeah. Despicable, tasteless, indefensible. And
it's not a joke, though, is my
point. Jerry, it wasn't a joke, and that is the deal.
And that's what they're doing, literally doing. And by the way, they're doing it out in the open. I mean, it's not as if they're hiding it in any way. Mm-hmm. And you had a problem, not you. Well, you too, but they had a problem with me as being this emblematic emblem of corruption. These guys, okay, Don Jr. got the single largest loan guarantee from the Department of Defense ever handed out of over $600 million for an energy company, a fusion energy company, of which he has zero experience in. Jared Kushner, who's never run a private equity fund, has now a $4 billion private equity fund with 80% of the money coming from the Middle East, of which he continues to raise as he is the ambassador at large on behalf of the Trump administration, not as a political appointee, but simply as a son-in-law of the president, to come to a peace deal of a war in Iran that they started that has cost the economy billions and billions of dollars for a war nobody wanted. That every president before them, before him, was pressured by the Israelis to get into. And every single one, regardless what you think of
them. All right, let's stop there. Here's what's so painful about this. There is record-level insider trading by Trump now. He didn't do it the first term. It's true. The Democrats are just as guilty or more guilty overall. But the idea that his dad was a part of the Epstein class, when his own daughter's diary confirms, said, "Dad, you know, raped me in the shower," him trying to get a facelift off of Trump's corruption is totally disgusting. Joe Biggs.
Yeah, I mean, but look at what it's done, though. It's even got people like Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi, or not Nancy Pelosi, but Elizabeth Warren and some others that call for, you know, any politician that does any kind of insider trading to be, you know, thrown in jail. You know, it's kind of flipped the tables now. It's even got these people to come out and say the one thing we've been saying for a long time. I'll be honest, I've never seen Candace Owens on anything before. I've never watched her. I have zero. I live in a world where if I don't like someone or what they have to say, I just don't go pay attention to it, you know, and that's it. I leave it at that. But Hunter Biden is, it's shocking to have a person like that on your show that you want to bring in to discuss stuff like that when he's been part of just as bad, if not worse, behavior and using his dad to make money and his position in the White House.
Oh, yeah, he tells her in the clips, he goes, I meant to play them all today. I'll do it tomorrow. Or I'm doing a Saturday show tomorrow, by the way, folks, 1 o'clock Central. He says, go over my laptop. There's nothing there. Well, I went over it, a lot of it. It was tens of thousands of things. It's little kids in bed with him. It's him doing all this stuff. It's him on crack. It's him going, the head of Chinese intelligence has been missing for 2 months. He gave me millions of dollars for my daddy. I mean, it's all on there. And he's like, there's nothing there. What are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing, though. I live in what's called reality, and we live in a two-party system. That's it. You know, look at, I'd rather have Trump as president than I would Kamala Harris. I think the world would be probably in unlimited wars. We'd have no money. We'd probably all be killing each other in the streets right now.
And idiots will say that you're an idiot, you're glazing Trump. No, he's the lesser of two evils, but we're trying to get him back in line. That's the whole point.
Yes, and that's why it's every American's job to use that freedom, that First Amendment, and to go on there and be like, please, President Trump, I love a lot of the things that you're doing. Here's some things I have issues with. Let's discuss this. Here's where you're wrong on this. This is where I think you should correct action here, and let's get back on track, and let's get America back to being dominant again. Instead, you know, we're fighting over chips and things like that with China. We've got this stuff with Taiwan, a hair away from, you know, just being a disaster. We have enough issues that we need to worry about, but it's Americans' rights. It's their obligation. We came to this country for that reason, because you couldn't criticize the king without being thrown.
Well, that's right. And then Trump's big problem is he attacks his most hardcore supporters like MTG or others when they just disagree with him on some issue like the Iran war. So let's go to this clip. Here's Hunter joking when you know the camera's going about Epstein Island. Sounds like a lot of fun. Here it is.
Unpopular opinion, if there was no underage kids at Epstein Island.
Nice place to go.
Yeah.
I can't believe you suckered me into saying that. Like that.
Well, no, we'll get that.
Yeah, that's going to be the whole interview.
Well, no, I've always
Hunter Biden says.
There's something right now. He is on cocaine or meth during these interviews. He is lit up like
Yeah, I would say meth. As someone who just came out of the Bureau of Prisons system, I know what meth looks like. And as someone who's from Florida, I know what cocaine looks like and what people are like on that. That's definitely a meth face, and his attitudes, he's twitchy and moving all over the place. I mean, he's already struggled with stuff like that. So, you know, I believe that he's always methed out. He needs to get hooked on phonics. He needs to find Jesus. And I hear you.
What do you think Candace Owens is thinking, having Harvey Weinstein on as a facelift, Hunter Biden on as a facelift? Because I want to be clear, I'm not some guy bashing Trump because I'm particularly a Democrat. But I do think some of these people that are on Trump all the time, they've decided, oh, the Democrats can get back in power, I'm going to roll over.
Well, Candace goes whichever way the wind's blowing. I mean, look at who Candace Owens was in the beginning. She was doxing Trump supporters and then somehow magically overnight became, you know, this quintessential person to go to for the who's who and MAGA. And you know, I go away to jail and everything's fine. And when I come back, it's like everything's been hijacked by these crazy, retarded bastards that don't know what the hell's going on. And all they do is just, you know, kiss ass, and they don't tell the truth about anything. They lie for anybody, and it just blows my mind. Candace is the kind of person, and I've always said this, I don't trust anything she has to say. You look at her past, and she flip-flops more than David Hasselhoff. I mean, you know, she's back and forth on every little issue, and I just don't, you know, as soon as it's cool to like Trump again or something like that, she'll jump right back on that and go that way, and she'll get sponsors. She'll trade her sponsors out that are, you know, Democrats, and she'll go back to Republican sponsors, and that's how a lot of these people are. And it's disgusting, and these people don't have an original thought of their own. They're just there to make money any way they can. You have to have morals. You have to have a direction, a moral compass in your life, and stick on that and stay on that course. A lot of people out there pretending to be Christians, but they are just saying that. They wear crosses and they think that that's what it is, but that's not being a Christian. Being a Christian is being Christ-like and knowing that you're not perfect and trying to stay on that path and being honest. And when you do change your mind, explain your thought process on that instead of just magically changing direction and going and telling everybody a different thing. Explain why you've changed your mind on something like that and stick with it. And I just don't see that anymore. There's too many people like an empty bag in the wind, like that stupid, horrible Katy Perry song. I don't know why that popped in my head, but I think it's because I just watched that movie, The Interview, the other day.
Well, I'm not trying to bash Candace, but man, I'd love Hunter. Like, let's ask Hunter on. He won't do it. I would tear the hell out of him. I just couldn't imagine, you know, giving a Republican or Democrat a softball interview.
Yeah, well, be careful. He's hopped up on meth, man. Those guys can fight pretty good when they're methed up like that. He gives them, like, super, you know, human retard strength.
I meant kick his ass verbally. No. He probably would.
Hey, that would be some. No, I don't know, man. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see you battle him. That'd be great.
Now, I used to be a tough son of a bitch, but at 52, things start slowing down. I'm not. Yeah. I'd win the fight, probably have a heart attack, though. So I don't know that.
Well, hey, at least your wit hasn't slowed down, or your mental acuity and ability, man. You're still doing great.
I'm just lucky I've gotten older, because used to somebody road rage or get in my face and I had to buck up. Now somebody gets in my face, I'm just like, okay, whatever you say, buddy. You know, like,
the top of the pyramid here for the Proud Boys, you know, so to say. I mean, we've all kind of slowed down quite a bit. I mean, we're not the party animals like we used to be. I mean, a lot of us are just more chilled out and relaxed now, and it's kind of weird, you know. As you get older, you start to find what's really important. You start to focus on different things. You start to put aside childish things and really start focusing on like a future for yourself and for your spawn, your children. And you want things to be better. And you also,
well, that's because the hangovers hurt more than they used to. And cornbread and iced tea taking the place of pills and 40 proof.
Yeah. I drink a Coca-Cola and my ass jiggles for a week, you know, not in a good way.
Yeah. Well, in closing, Joe, we got it. When I launched the new network's launched, we got to get the funds in, bigger studios getting built. We want you to do a show with us at least on the weekend, probably every day, or be a correspondent. We're going to really crank this. Yeah. We're going to crank this. I know you want to work with us. We want to work with you too. We love you. And it's paradoxical. Trump did the right thing for you. Then I want to, like, I feel bad bitching, but he's doing bad stuff. So I got to say something. Well, so,
I
mean,
like I said, I think the clear-headed American out there, the clear-headed human being out there understands that it's okay to go, hey, this is good, but also this is bad. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. And I also want to say this. I love you, Zach. I love you, Ethan, Dominic, Enrique. You guys are heroes. You're warriors. You've been through this with me in the trenches fighting. I love you all. and no group of guys I'd rather be with. I love you guys.
Man, I felt so sorry for all you guys because I was there in our planning meetings at the so-called master meetings at the, what was that hotel? The Willard or something?
Oh, shoot. I can't even remember. It's been so long. There's so many things I had to block out just because I didn't want to think about it.
We're all up there worried about Andy was going to attack. We had rallies with like a half million people the month before there in D.C. They attacked us. We were all worried. We weren't planning some plot. I knew it was. And then they said we were at that meeting and plotting stuff.
You know, Kelly Meggs, this guy, I got a chance to meet a lot of these Oath Keepers. You know, when we were in trial, we were in different jails, you know, but we had a lot of the trials happening, kind of coming. Theirs was coming to an end. Ours was beginning. Since I've been home, I've been on a lot of speaking gigs with Kelly Meggs, which is one of the top Oath Keeper guys. Him and his wife, met them. They're great people. Stuart Rose, that whole crew, you know, a lot of those guys are good, upstanding guys. You know, I didn't really get a chance to know them. I'd worked with the Oath Keepers a lot back. Remember when I was working with you and I was in Ferguson, I had a team of Oath Keepers running security for me when I was all alone out there in the streets when it was getting dangerous and the riots were heating up. So, you know, I'm glad this is happening for these men and their families. They deserve it. They've kept their heads high. They didn't bend under pressure. They didn't buckle. They didn't say, you know, F it all and take their lives. They sat there, they batted down the hatches, and they fought because they knew they didn't do anything
wrong
that way. Well,
that totally freaked the left out, that they tried to get all you guys to flip on Trump, and you wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I told the prosecutors from day one, don't even come to my cell. Don't call my lawyer. Don't ask me. I'm not flipping. I'm not taking any hand-me-downs. If I got 17, 18 years, whatever it is, I'll do it. You know, it is what it is. But I'm glad that the DOJ has now seen this, that it's a mistake, that it was all a setup and a cover-up, and I'm glad these men stayed strong with me. And what better group to have served in this time with than these men right here. And
it almost convinces me to back Trump right now, but then he's got the Epstein cover up in the war, so I'm just beside myself because the Democrats are so horrible. All right, Joe Biggs, what's the best place for people to find you? That'd be on Instagram at Real Rambo Biggs, and on X, The Hated One 01.
Yep, that's actually what Job means in Hebrew, The Hated One. Job means that, and that was my nickname in the club before January 6th. I thought that was kind of interesting that was the case, because the story we went through was much like Job, having everything stripped from us and taken from us and put through the fire and come out on top. And here we are, vindicated. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, InfoWars, everyone watching at home. I love you guys. Thanks, Alex.
We are the InfoWar. It's called AlexJonesLive.com now, but the InfoWar belongs to all you. Thank you, Joe Biggs. Talk to you soon. Harrison Smith takes over now. Be sure and join us and share the live feeds. You're the Paul Revere's. We're counting on you. Have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now, on top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com. You get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products, the ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design. Don't tread on me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air and the fight against the tyrants.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.